us a portion of his album. Check out Matt LaFleur's final media availability of the offseason. We'll talk to him again, unless he comes on the show. Would you agree to have him on the show if his one caveat was no Aaron Rodgers questions?
You know what I think would actually be a fair deal? You don't get to ask him any Aaron Rodgers questions, only I can.
How does that help him, though?
No, because I'm not as nuanced and journalistic as you are. I am not a member of the media, as far as I'm concerned.
As far as you know.
I just try to be entertaining. I'm not trying to dig in. Now, sometimes do I break news?
Keyword.
Do I sometimes break news? Obviously, I do. Of course. Do I come up with great poll
what
ideas?
What news have you broken lately?
Of course. Oh, I can't even tell you the news I've broken.
I mean, WTMJ 620 broke the news of your buddy Chris McIntosh.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't get that scoop.
Sure you'd get that scoop.
Yeah, some scoop comes across my desk, some doesn't.
Scoop comes across my desk.
I think we could give LaFleur two skips.
Yeah, he can pass. He's got two questions.
Yeah, he's got a bank. He has two skips he could use.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'd have to have at least three Aaron Rodgers questions bolstered.
He can choose where he wants to use them.
Let's get him on next week. Then he gets two legitimate, I would rather not discuss that at this time.
It's two Whoa Nellies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oui, LaFleur. All right. Because he had agreed to come on, but he did ask how many Aaron Rodgers questions would be involved. So I will run that idea by him, not during the Zoom call, which starts in about 10 minutes. Tausch, while you were away, obviously the Aaron Rodgers, speaking of Zoom calls, discussion with Brian Anderson, Tom Brady, Bryson DeChambeau, and Phil Mickelson. Earlier this week, Rodgers wore a T-shirt that said, I'm offended, and it offended Jesse. Jesse basically admitted on the show that he has reached his wit's end with the quarterback. He's done with him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Uncle Homer also ticked off. I'm guessing you didn't get to hear this while Sarah was driving to and from Door County.
No, I didn't, because I also watched that college admissions scandal deal on Netflix.
Wasn't that recommended to you like 9 months ago?
Yeah, and I got around to it and I watched it. Yeah. Parent Trap is better. Parent Trap's a better movie. This college admissions, that dude is a real scumbag. I don't know what the guy's name is, but these Stanford University got off pretty goofy on this. Like, it worked out pretty well for them. I digress.
You digress a lot.
I felt bad for the big fella. Big fella to be a sailing coach. Sailing coach? That was the other question I had, but.
God, you're a beaut. I want you to hear what Homer said, because Homer kind of reached his breaking point. In fact, he even hung up on us yesterday. He was so riled up. Here's Homer talking about Aaron Rodgers' flippant handling of his situation during the call to promote the match.
I'm not well. In fact, I don't really want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to anybody. I want to spend my time talking to Aaron Rodgers. Mr. Rodgers, I am incapable of understanding why you choose periodically to be such a dink and a jerk. So you are so upset with the culture and Goody and Murphy, apparently, and now you decide this is just a game. So you're on for the match. And I guess Brian Anderson agreed to it. I never would. So just tell a little funny thing, and then you do something that's kind of fun. Like it's a game. Let's just have some comments and have some fun. You're so mad that you are upset, but that you still think it's kind of fun. So what is this, a game? This is just a game you're playing and you're amused by it? Huh, that was pretty funny. I think that was pretty good. Or can you make, what is wrong with you? How do you act like this sometimes? As smart as you are, you question other people and their intelligence. How can you be so smart and think this serves anything? Do you not care of the millions of Packer fans who are worried, who like you so much? Not all of them. You don't care. To you, it's just a game. And however this game plays out, I hope you find it funny. And unlike you with your family, I will forgive you. But you are such a dink. You are such a jerk sometimes. And for somebody who's so smart and shows that they care, I am incapable of comprehending how you could think this is funny or cool only days after Murphy does something that I'm sure you said was outrageous. What you did made less sense than what he did. Bye.
And then he hung up and threw a ball against the fence.
We've gotten some text, by the way. That sounds like a frisbee hitting the disc golf.
Yes, that is what that sounds like. That's even that's more accurate than what Pat said.
Speaking of accuracy, is what Homer said accurate? Was Rogers too flippant? When you watch this entire interview, that's basically the ethos of the entire thing. Like, there's some forced trash talk. Like, it's all... I know it's promoting the event, but it wasn't exactly... There weren't any real questions like... And Brian Anderson works for TNT. He's helping promote the event. I get it, because Brian's great. We think the world of him around here. But that was the mood of the whole thing. So do we have a problem with Rogers responding to Brian Anderson in a flippant manner when Brian Anderson sets it up with, you know, I know you've had kind of a low-profile off-season, haven't been in the news at all, etc.?
I don't have a problem. Homer is completely overreacting. Like, this was not some serious interview where he's sitting down with the Pat McAfees of the world and really delving into his feelings and to what he's thinking. So, while I understand the idea that the fans want to and are worried, that there's no doubt. He's not going to give any answers right now. So he's promoting this event. He's having fun with it. Obviously, BA asked questions that led to being funny. He set it up. That was the gist right. of kind of the mood of what this interview right. was having fun, talking a little trash, Brady getting after Aaron Rodgers kind of playing into it. This wasn't anything of any substance from... What are you going to do, Aaron? Are you coming back in? There was anyone that took this in any serious way, shape, or form. I guess they just didn't understand the context of it. So I'm not as outraged as Homer. I'm not as outraged as Jesse. This was more much ado. This was entertainment only.
And so let me push back on that just a small bit.
Go ahead.
Because as I said yesterday on the show, the first I saw of what he had said was in a post by Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk that Rob Domofsky showed me on his phone while we were at practice. My question for you is, being the media critic that you are, is it incumbent on the media to capture the mood, the general tenor of this press, whatever it was, or can they just take the... Because when the quote is written out... And you have no idea of the context, it looks bad. And I feel like my point was, for me, I think Rodgers made a misstep here only because people are going to use this without the context of them goofing around.
They can.
You don't have a problem with that.
Well, he obviously didn't care about that side of it.
That's true.
He's made his feelings known about the aggregators and the media folks that aren't actually going out and creating their own content. They're just regurgitating. And, you know, listen, we do that. I'm not going to sit here and say we're not above a little regurgitation. We're doing that, too. So it is what it is. He has got a job to do. He signed up for this. He enjoys it. One of the things that I found interesting yesterday was Acho, a guy that works for FS1, his quotes... You got to dig in there because there's some interesting stuff, and I sent that to you guys.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that audio will be ready.
Yeah, let's get into that. Let's get into that in a little while. We need to play trivia. While Tausch is talking, if you're a streamer, Tausch is going to tell you about all the great things at Lac La Belle so you can get caught up before I technically ask for calls.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're going down. I got a couple of different outings down at Lac La Belle in July. incredibly fired up for my buddies to see the newly remodeled 18-hole course, the clubhouse, you know, the rivalry pub, the food, the drinks, and whether or not you need fine dining event space. You know what? The course is great. The little putting thing afterwards, the 18-hole putting course. Settle any bets that you have, maybe that are outstanding. Go play that. It is a fantastic new track. I recommend you guys check it out. That's visit the club at LochLaBelle.com. That's LochLaBelle.com for more information to book a tee time of your own.
We need caller four right now, 844-770-3776. Caller four right now, 844-770-3776. Positive Bucks playoff memories is the category. I'm going to bail just to catch Matt LaFleur's Zoom call. You guys are going to play trivia. Caller four right now, 844-770-3776. They'll be back, and then I'll be back. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch continues next on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
I'll tell you a story before it tells itself. I lay out all my reasons. You say that I need help. We all got expectations, and sometimes they go wrong. But no one listens to me, so I put it in the sun. They tell me think when my head.
Wilde and Tausch. Jason talking with Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. So Tausch and I holding down the fort for the time being. Tausch, if you were talking to Matt LaFleur today, what would be your question? What would you ask him?
I wouldn't have a question for Matt LaFleur today. I think Matt LaFleur has handled this scenario beautifully. Asking about Aaron Rodgers isn't going to do anything. You're going to hear the same old thing. So I don't think I have anything. That's why I'm not a reporter, Jesse. I'm not interested. It's my birthday. I'm not interested in talking to Matt LaFleur.
In other words, you're disappointed Jason left during trivia because nothing of substance.
This is what Jason lives for. He loves these Zoom calls. He loves them. Right. So what Jason's having a fun afternoon. I'd maybe ask him what his thoughts would be if Wisconsin sports fans are cursed. Maybe that's what I'd ask him. I'd ask him our poll question. That's what I'd ask him.
What do you think Jason's going to ask him? Because he wouldn't tell us. We asked him. We said, Jason, what are you going to ask? He said, I'm not telling you guys.
The only thing I feel real confident is it'll be something Aaron Rodgers adjacent. That's the only thing I feel pretty confident about. Everything else, no idea where his head's at.
Well, we'll see what Jason reports back with when he returns. I think next segment he'll be back. In the meantime, it is time to play Wilde and Tausch Trivia. Nick in Wanakee is one of our streaming fans.
Yeah.
Tausch and Nick, welcome into Wilde and Tausch Trivia. And tell Tausch what you told me when I picked up the phone.
I got to give mad props. You guys did the donkey clue. You gave plenty of time. You read an ad. I was able to call in. Nice work.
Yes. So, Nick, what would you ask Matt LaFleur? Since Jason's over there doing that right now, what would you want to know from Matt LaFleur right now?
You'd want to get Matt LaFleur's honest opinion with regard to the nonsense that Aaron Rodgers is pulling right now, but he's not going to give it, so I don't know. I wouldn't really have a question I would expect him to answer.
Okay, and then my last question for you before it's actually my last question since I'm asking you a couple of trivia questions, but do you think that the last 10 years, I don't know, 11 years since the last championship Wisconsin, outside of women's hockey, I don't want to besmirch women's hockey, because they have won, I think, two or three in that.
They're good. They're very good.
Are we cursed?
No.
Okay.
First of all, we've had two back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks. So with regard to football, I'm not going to say that we're cursed. Like, we're incredibly blessed to be watching the Packers. And otherwise, you know, for relatively small markets, I think that Wisconsin's got a pretty good sports scene. I'm not a live and die with a champion thing. I want teams to be competitive and interesting year in, year out. And they generally are. So I'm
there's no doubt that Wisconsin sports teams have been more than generally competitive. They've been right there knocking on the door. I'm just sick and tired of people telling me, you know, we can't win a championship. We're so close. That's the part that's irritating to me. And maybe I should let that go because I enjoy every year the fact that we're in the mix and that we're not cellar dwellers. So
Yeah.
I'm going to take Nick's advice there. I'm going to enjoy it.
You like being in the mix, but if you're in the mix all the time and you're if you're in all the weddings and you're never the one getting married,
I want to get over the hump. And I thought last year was the year for the G&G, but it wasn't.
All right, Nick, today's Wildy and Taos trivia category, positive Bucks playoff memories. We went down the negative road yesterday, but it's all positive heading into game 6 tonight. Question number 1. Against which team did the Bucks win games 6 and 7 to win their 2001 Eastern Conference semifinal series? Was it the Washington Wizards, the Charlotte Hornets, or Duke?
I'll say the Hornets.
They had to win games 6 and 7 to survive to the Eastern Conference Finals. Hopefully it's similar starting tonight.
I'm not going to say book it, but man, do I feel good about a win tonight from the Bucks. I think it's going to go game 7 in there. That's a toss-up. Which of these teams have the Bucks not swept in a playoff series in the last 3 postseasons? Is it the Detroit Pistons, the Orlando Magic, or the Miami Heat?
I think they dropped a game to the Magic. I'll say the Magic.
That is correct.
Man, he's on it.
They swept the Pistons in 19. They swept the Heat this year. They did not sweep the Magic a year ago, even though Justin Garcia came on our show and told us on the Bucks Radio Network that they would sweep the Magic. He was incorrect about that. We hope you are not incorrect, Nick, as you go for a clean sweep with question number 3. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar vibes from this one after we heard from him earlier in the show. The Bucks hold the major sports record for fastest expansion team to win a championship. Did you know that, Tausch? The Bucks are the fastest expansion team to win a championship.
No, I assume that the Vegas Golden Knights, I don't think they've actually gotten there, but from an expansion standpoint, I don't think anybody could put their record up against what they've done. 3 out of 4 years they've been in the finals.
So Vegas reached the championship in year 1. The Bucks hold the record for winning a championship fastest. How many years did the Bucks franchise exist when it won its first and only NBA championship? 2 years, 3 years, or 4 years?
I'll say 3.
Are we still? I missed it. Are we having a perfect week, or did that end?
No, we did get one incorrect. It is a nearly perfect week. We're throwing a one hitter so far.
It's like the Milwaukee Brewers. We can't get a no hitter, but we can get a bunch of one.
That's very true. Yeah. So, Nick, congratulations! 4 entries into tomorrow's drawing for a Wildy and Tausch prize pack. Congratulations! Good luck to you.
Thanks, guys.
That is Wildy and Tausch Trivia.
I love it when the streamers get in. We're working hard to get more streamers involved in trivia. So I got to probably cackle that donkey sound a little bit earlier, but I need to probably look at the show sheet in order to get that. So good job to Nick. Hey, guys, you know what else I love? I talked about Door County. Cherries, peninsulas, great fishing, great tourism, great food. It's fantastic to be there. I love this state of Wisconsin, and I especially love locally owned companies that give back to the community. That's why I want to tell you about Dave Jones, Inc., a Wisconsin-based company that is raising money for UW Health and the American Family Children's Hospital. Dave's Fave cinnamon-flavored whiskey. It's available at many liquor stores and grocery stores, and the best part about it, 100% of the proceeds go to the Children's Hospital. Support local companies like Dave Jones who support their local community. Visit their Facebook page at Dave's Fave Cinnamon Flavored Whiskey for a full list of where it is available.
Whoa Nelly is next, which will feature audio from a show that I didn't know existed anymore. And we're not sure whether Jason Wildy will be back to join us or not after Matt LaFleur's press conference. We hope that he will be, and he's able to share what the Packers head coach answered his question as. We will get to all that as we continue next on Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
still not here because I guess the head coach was a little behind. I don't know what Vince Lombardi would have to say about that.
What the hell's going on around here?
Wasn't it Lombardi that said to be early is to be on time?
Well, Jesse, if you notice, the Packers' big clock out on their stadium is 15 minutes fast. That is Lombardi time, is 15 minutes ahead of schedule.
You know, I like the concept of that, but it also really throws me off when you're, like, in line to get into the stadium noon on a Sunday and you're, like, panicking that you're going to miss kickoff.
Yeah, you want to know a little fun fact about my Zimbrick Tahoe? We put the clock 15 minutes ahead of time in our car so that we get Maxwell to his hockey practices on time or early. Same thing with baseball. So I have adopted the Vince Lombardi clock in my Zimbrick Chevy. Now, I don't have it on my phone. I don't have it in my house, but I do have it in my Zimbrick Chevy Tahoe.
My mom would do that with her alarm clock, and I know a lot of people that have done that also, where you set your clock like in your room a few minutes ahead, and that way you're like you're waking up and you're ready to go in a hurry and you're moving because you think you're late but you're actually behind. But all that ever did for my mom was she would just be like, well, I still got 10 minutes. Yeah. I'm good.
No, I never get the people, and I get everybody's different, but I wake up, I go. Like, I'm not interested in like lounging around. Like, get up and move. Once you're up, go. I'm much more on the other side of it. I want to decompress at the end of the day. Once it gets to be 5:30, I want to be up and at 'em. I want to be ready to go pickle. Like, that's what I'm up for. Let's go. Tough morning this morning. My birthday.
Oh,
my pickleball partners didn't even let me win. I got smoked around a little bit.
That's not nice.
Yeah. I'm not real happy with them.
Before we get to Wonelli, there was something from your favorite TV show. I enjoyed my favorite TV show, The Blacklist, last night. Oh, fantastic episode. Tausch's favorite TV show is Get Up, weekday mornings on ESPN. And you heard something this morning from Chris Canty.
Yes.
He's a frequent contributor to Get Up.
He's got a show in New York. I think he's on Get Up. I would say at least once a week.
So here's Chris Canty weighing in with a different interpretation of the Aaron Rodgers standoff with the Green Bay Packers.
But here's the thing. Aaron Rodgers can give off this air of being unbothered, but the situation with the Packers bothers him. You heard it after the NFC Championship game and throughout the offseason, sure. Whether he's on SportsCenter, whether he's wearing an I'm Offended t-shirt and talking about the match with Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. Like, this bothers him. And so while I do think there's still an opportunity for a resolution between the Packers and Aaron and Aaron potentially playing for them moving forward, I just feel like all of the noise around this makes it much more difficult. Now, if Aaron Rodgers does eventually play for the Packers again, it would be because general manager Brian Gutekunst made some huge concessions in terms of giving Aaron some guarantees about his long-term future in Green Bay. Because I think that's the genesis of all of these issues. The Packers can dictate to Aaron when his career as a Packer ends. And I think that's why he wants to get this contract situation addressed so that he can make sure that he can walk out on his own terms, because I feel like Aaron's comments would lead us to believe that he feels like he's earned the right to be able to do that.
He wants to get it addressed so he can walk out on his own terms. Tausch, your interpretation of Chris Canty's assessment.
I think Chris Canty this is what I've been saying and Jason's been saying. You keep hearing this, the little bit that Aaron is saying publicly has been throwing a wrench in the plans. He does not want the Green Bay Packers to control his fate. He wants to control his fate. Until Jordan Love was drafted, he felt like he was going to control his fate. If he played great football, it was his team. That night changed that opinion for him. Now he is not interested in having the Green Bay Packers grovel and say, you're the greatest, da-da-da. That moved the ball, and now he wants certainty, and he wants to control his own destiny. He, of course, is uncomfortable with what's going on. He doesn't want this situation to be all in the Packers' hands. And so I think Chris Canty breaking that down, I thought it was pretty profound, and I thought it was very accurate in the fact that this is not going to come to a head, or this is going to come to a head, somebody's going to have to give. That's why my one-year plan of, here you go, if we are doing things the right way and you're still playing at this high level, it is now on us to keep you in Green Bay. But we're not forcing you to stay here. This 1 year, he doesn't want to come back and just play 1 year. He will be doing that in order to get what he wants, which is freedom to control the rest of his career, just like Tom Brady has gotten. And I think for Chris Canty to kind of put that into terms the way that was, I think from a national perspective, we've heard every after that, I heard Booger McFarland say, trade Jordan Love and sign a 4 or 5. No.
Ah, jeez.
That's dumb. That's not going to happen. This is the plan. Now, whether or not Mark Murphy and the Green Bay Packers are going to concede this much without getting the haul that they want, if they're interested in getting a haul, they should have done it in the draft or they should do it now. If they play this season out, they're not going to get the haul because Aaron Rodgers, I don't think, is going to go for something like that. Right now, the solution is Aaron Rodgers plays this year and then he controls his fate. And the Green Bay Packers can potentially keep him because this year has shown that whatever changes and flaws he feels happen up at that organization have changed. But more than likely, and this is where I think Green Bay is going to have to swallow, this is going to be it for him. And the Jordan Love era begins, which may be the case. That might be what people up at that front office want to have happen.
So that... I understand why this makes sense to Aaron Rodgers, why they would want to restructure, or why he would want his deal restructured, because he wants to have that flexibility. He wants to be able to determine stuff for himself, and he thinks he's earned it. Why would the Packers do that? Like, what is the value to the organization in restructuring it so that he can walk after 1 year?
Because he's getting they are getting a chance when their quarterback is not ready. They could give another year to develop him, and you could get another legitimate shot at winning a championship. That's what you're getting.
But if you're Goody or you're Mark Murphy, we're already paying you all this money. You're under contract for 3 more years, and I understand the restructure after 1 is possible, but like, if we don't do anything, you're here for 3 years or you're nowhere. Why would we restructure that?
Because, Jesse, you don't understand the fact you could do that. You are then blowing this team up this season. It's over. The season is blown up. You have Aaron sitting. All of the oxygen, once training camp reports, this has been the oxygen in the room. We don't know hardly anything about the draft picks. And you could say, well, guys will move on. Yeah, there'll be a professionalism about it. But everybody up there knows this season will be a wash if they don't rectify this situation. You are now saying all in, Jerry Krause, Chicago Bulls style, this is going to be the path forward for this team. And potentially we could still keep Aaron Rodgers. There might not be a better scenario. But for 1 year, you're doing it. Otherwise, you're going to have a wasted year. Aaron Rodgers will retire. Just because you can trade him doesn't mean he's going to go where they want. Now, you can sit there and be like Daryl in Lake Geneva and say, screw him. Make it hurt him. Well, you're also going to cut off your nose to spite your face if you do that. If that's the way you want to go, you have every right to do that. But is that benefiting your franchise and your organization? It's not.
So what you're banking on then, if you're Goody or Mark Murphy wanting to restructure this deal, you're banking on he is most likely not coming back at all based on what he's said. So you would rather restructure to get one last dance year out of him than run the risk of getting zero for the next 3 years. That's the risk you're willing to take and why you're willing to restructure.
I want him back next year. I think this team is tailor-made for a Super Bowl run.
But if you're also the guy who says that you think his competitive drive once you get to training camp and preseason is going to want to come
back. Jesse, hear me out. So when the Green Bay Packers made that selection of Jordan Love, they were banking that Aaron was declining, that this next, after this season, this is when they were going to move on from Aaron Rodgers, probably want to trade for him. It's not Aaron's job to say, what can I do to help you, Green Bay? You getting rid of me and I want you to stock the cupboard? That's not Aaron's job. Aaron's job is to play quarterback, and they may keep him another year. But that's where what Chris Canty said I thought was so interesting. That's what this is all about. Aaron is not sitting here saying, what can I do to help you? You get rid of me, but I want you to get 3 first-round picks? That doesn't do anything for me. You're going to gut the team that I'm going to go to. So you want to just discard me and let and then get a bunch of Hall back, and then my team stinks? That's not what I'm in it for. So this would never have come up if the Jordan Love selection had not happened. Yes, he would have been unhappy about some things, like he's been in the past. But once that decision was made, this is the road they're going down. Aaron is saying, no. No, I am not interested in you gutting the team that you're going to trade me to. I want my own independence so that I can do it. And the way we get there is by doing this one more year. You get another year to develop your guy. I get a year to figure out where I want to go to prolong the rest of my hopefully 5 or 6 years. That's the trade-off. That's the solution out of this mess. And I don't know if the Green Bay Packers are going to go for it off of the things that you just said, Jesse Nelson.
I feel like we're ready for 3 hours tomorrow, Tosh. That was exciting. Good conversation.
Well, I just think it. I want you to play this clip. I know we're going to do Woe Nelly. We haven't done it yet. I want Jason to hear this clip because I honestly think he gets to the root of what's happening here better than any other. Now, but not better than what you and I have done locally, but from a national standpoint, I think he has covered this better than anybody. Well, nationally. We'll get to that after I tell you about the great deal that Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has going on right now. 6 years, no interest financing, or 40% off any installation. Pella Windows now lead Wisconsin and states across the country as number one for highest value, highest quality, highest innovation, and most preferred windows, according to a 2021 consumer survey. Pella offers 9 lines, not 7, not 1. They offer 9 lines with each one custom measured and made for your home specific needs. And they're installed by Pella certified installers in as little as 1 day. Order by June 30th for your choice. 6 years, no interest financing, or 40% off any installation. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio or 855-PellaWI. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details. We will get those canty comments that I found so intriguing. We'll see if Jason finds them as intriguing as I do. We'll do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch is presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PellaWI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Because I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
What you waiting for?
If Aaron Rodgers does eventually play for the Packers again, it would be because general manager Brian Gutekunst made some huge concessions in terms of giving Aaron some guarantees about his long-term future in Green Bay. Because I think that's the genesis of all of these issues. The Packers can dictate to Aaron when his career as a Packer ends. And I think that's why he wants to get this contract situation addressed so that he can make sure that he can walk out on his own terms. Because I feel like Aaron's comments would lead us to believe that he feels like he's earned the right to be able to do that.
Yeah, I got the key and I'm gonna lock that mommy. Yeah, we can roll and I'm gonna rock that mommy. I do what I say and say what I mean.
That is Chris Canty.
Give me the green light.
Longtime NFL defensive player.
Long kid, man.
You blocked him.
Yeah, he's got long arms.
You only got one life.
That was on Get Up. Get out of here.
It's the only show I reference on this show.
Tausch's favorite show.
Erica and myself. That's our show together.
Welcome back, Jason.
Great to be here. Want to thank Matt LaFleur for getting there a smidge later than he was scheduled to appear. But we got her done. I love what he said. I think he's 1,000% right that this was the genesis of it. But, Tausch, don't you think that more things have evolved and added on to it? That is still the core issue.
Yeah.
And that if they had just come to him right after the NFC Championship game with something other than a mild restructure to create cap space that said, we only want to commit to you for this year because we want to have that freedom to get rid of you next year. Mm-hmm. If they hadn't done that and brought him the contract that is apparently on the table now, this would have never happened.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that he has any interest in signing here for 4 and 5 years. I don't envision that being the out.
Do you think he would have had this offer been there right away?
That's one of, in all honesty, like if we can talk to him and he'll publicly come on the record, that's the first question I want to know. Because I think that he should, but obviously he was feeling some things after that game because of the press conference and you saying, boy, this feels like goodbye and getting ripped on for saying that.
Oh, I got crushed.
I think this is how can we salvage one more year together? That's what this feels like to me. Now, I'm not saying that's the way it's going to be, but the contract is there. If he's not signing it now, why would he sign it in July? What's going to change? There's obviously urgency. There's going to be a timing. But I think
desire to play.
What Canty is saying, why I think it's so accurate, is not because he's saying the contract. I think it's more about control. He is at the point in his life, he doesn't want the Green Bay Packers to control what his next move is. He wants to control that. He feels like he's earned that right. Now, he's got 3 years on his deal. I understand all that. But I firmly believe Green Bay's plan back 2 years ago when they drafted Jordan Love was to develop him for these 2 years and then trade Aaron Rodgers, getting a bunch of picks.
No doubt. Nope.
Aaron has no interest in having that plan play out. So you have two plans opposed. How do you rectify it? My plan rectifies that. Now, you're not getting the haul. You're still getting a third-round pick.
The Mark Schell plan.
So that's why I think that is the plan that is most likely to result in him playing this year for the Packers. I don't know another plan that's going to get there. Maybe you do, Jason.
No, I don't. I don't, because I agree that now he's got – to use Mark Murphy's phrase from the Brett Favre saga, in some ways it feels like he has crossed the Rubicon and that he said, you had your chance to commit to me for 4 or 5 years. Instead, you didn't. Now that I don't want to be committed to that. I still want to control my future, but now I want to control it to go somewhere else. Whereas before, I think it was the same feeling of, I want to control my future. You're not going to tell me when my Packers career is over. I think he felt like, I gave you an MVP season. We almost got to the Super Bowl. I did enough that I have now earned the right from you to decide when I'm done playing for this team, and you're not giving it to me.
And if
and that's
you remember,
why we're where we are.
One of the first times on our show when he talked with us, one of the things he said that I thought was pretty profound was, I understand that this league will get, you know, kind of spit you out, but as long as I can control my play, and I'm playing great football, I'll be able to control my destiny. Yeah. And he, I think last year he felt that way, but now when that draft, when you drafted Jordan, that changed the mindset. So he did it, and when it still didn't happen after the season, I think he's thinking, it ain't happening here. Now,
forget these guys.
Yeah. Yes, and time will heal wounds. I'm not sure time's going to heal this wound.
So, in fairness to Jesse, though, okay, and we never, we still haven't really gotten
into the
discussion.
We never say that out loud, yeah.
Right, I'm sorry. I should have thought that, not said it. If you're the Packers.
That's definitely a frisbee into the net, too.
That's not bad, yeah.
No, that's like 100% a chain basketball.
That's frolf. Man. That's a frolf shot.
Froth. Thank you, George. If you're Goody and you saw what he did last season, and next week when I return after missing tomorrow's show, we can talk about predicting numbers because we've never gotten to that. But his numbers were fantastic. He went into Minnesota. He went into New Orleans with no crowds, had great games in both. That certainly helps your numbers on your way to your MVP. Maybe Goody's still not sold, right? Maybe. Maybe he still has doubts about whether Aaron Rodgers will be great for the next 4 years.
I don't think he has doubts about that. I think he has doubts about dealing with him for two more years.
You may be very much correct about that. He's a complicated fella from what I've heard. My point is what Jesse was saying, to some degree, makes sense. You don't want to give away the entire farm now to Rodgers. A, because you can't bring yourself to admit you were wrong about him going into last year. But B, what if he does get hurt? What if he does have his play drop off? That's where their mind is at. Even if we disagree with them, I can understand why they think that way.
No, there's a lot of variables that we don't know. But the one variable we do know, as we're sitting here now, Matt LaFleur desperately wants him back. Right?
No doubt. Yes.
I don't know if I feel the same way if Goody does. I think Goody's kind of like, I want him back, but I want him back on our terms.
On my terms, exactly.
Aaron has no interest in dealing with things on the Packers' terms. Again, the easy solution here is the 1 year. You come back, we keep, and then we develop Jordan Love. We get what we were hoping for the night of that draft. You're still getting a draft pick for him. You're not going to get the haul. But Aaron, more than likely, he's not going to go for it unless it is predetermined where he's going. A Houston Texans call for a trade. You think he's reporting to Houston to go play? He ain't.
He'd be playing with Randall Cobb. Before we run out of time, if Brandon Ayuk is there to be selected instead of Jordan Love, how much different is our life right now?
We'd have to work a lot harder. That I know.
A lot more topic ideas. That'll do it for us today.
Go Bucks!
Big one tonight,
deal.
Game 6.
Bucks, big win tonight. We'll be talking about it tomorrow.
They should change the baskets at Fiserv Forum to metal
Can't
nets.
Do that. You're going to rip fingers off with guys that can actually jump. Three of us, we'd be fine with the chain net, but...
Or below the rim game. That'll do it for us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch? Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full-show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.